This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Welcome back, everybody. It's the Individual Defensive Podcast brought to you by In This League. I'm your host, Scott Bogman. Follow me on the Twitter at Bogman Sports. And as always, I'm joined by Gary Davenport at IDP Sharks on the Twitter machine. Please check out InThisLeague.com or Patreon.com/ITL Army. We got all kinds of good stuff over there for you. Group me rooms, live streams. Please check it out if you would. Gary, we are recording this about an hour before the trade deadline, but we've already had significant movement, way more than, the NFL trade deadline, I feel like, gets more interesting every single season, right? That's just kind of what it's coming down to.
You're seeing a lot more teams that are willing to make a move, although some of these moves, honestly, I don't understand them. I mean, I understand the teams that are going and getting these players, that I get, but some of these compensation packages that are coming back, I'm not all that impressed, to be honest.
Well, let's just start there with some of the action that we have seen. Like I said, we may not get to all of it today just because we're recording a little bit before the deadline here, but Roquan Smith going from the Bears to the Ravens, much to our chagrin here. We don't like seeing that stuff, but let's just talk about that. It was a second and a fifth to the Bears in exchange for Roquan. The Bears then trade that second round pick to Pittsburgh for Chase Claypool. So basically Roquan for Claypool and a fifth. So, which is a strange deal to me. I know Roquan is a free agent after this season, so good time for the Bears to trade him, and they get a pick back, turn it into a wide receiver who has another year and a half on his deal. So, you know, I guess that's fine. I know the people in Chicago are upset with this deal because Roquan is such a big piece of that defense, but I mean, the writing was on the wall from the beginning of the season, man. He wanted out of there. So let's just start there. Your thoughts on Roquan to Baltimore?
Well, I mean, from an NFL perspective, obviously, it's a great thing for the Ravens. IDP-wise, I've been asked a lot, is this a hit for Roquan? It might be just a slight one, but at the end of the day, we're still talking about Roquan Smith. Maybe right. He'll, you know, he probably won't have a great week this week because I doubt he's going to play a full complement of snaps. I would guess he's not going to wear the helmet communicator just because if I was Baltimore, why even bother with it? Right. You know, you've had Chuck Clark calling the signals.
He's just been doing it for years. Yeah.
Just leave Chuck Clark calling the signals and turn Roquan loose. Maybe a slight hit to Smith. Nothing I'd worry about. Still a top five IDP linebacker, same as he ever was. And Patrick Queen is dead. He's dead. He's dead.
I mean, that's kind of been, Queen has graded out poorly and not performed well as an IDP guy most weeks. Roquan is always around the ball. So I'm with you. I think what you lose, the Steelers just traded for William Jackson, by the way. Like that.
You like that? Have you seen William Jackson play?
Have you seen Akilah Witherspoon give up a bunch of touchdowns to A.J. Brown?
That's true. I guess Falcons
trade Calvin Ridley to the Jags. Wow, all this stuff is happening fast and furious as we're recording this show.
Wow. Here.
I know. That's for a fifth in a 2024 second. So lots of moving pieces here. Man, this trade deadline is going crazy.
Falcons just straight punting on Calvin Ridley after his
I don't blame him.
Curveball.
Sounds like it was a weird thing for him to be there. But anyway, let's get back to the defensive side here. Roquan Smith to Baltimore. Yeah, you said Patrick Queen dead. He's been bad for a while. Roquan's always around the ball. The only reason I think he loses a little bit is just in terms of time of possession. I mean, the Bears never held the ball, so Roquan was out there a bunch. But I think he's going to perform just fine. Like you said, maybe a week, maybe 2 weeks for him to get a full swing of snaps. I can't imagine it takes any more than that at all. Probably just 1 week. But, you know, it definitely improves that defense. That's for sure. And then the other big deal that we have as of now, because like I said, fast and furious, lots of stuff going on here, would be Bradley Chubb getting moved to Miami. For Chase Edmonds and a pick. It's Bradley Chubb and a pick for Edmonds and a pick is what it came down to. So Chubb gone from the Broncos. Makes sense. I think he is on an expiring contract. And Baron Browning has been playing really well for them, even though he did get hurt this week. So your thoughts on Bradley Chubb to Miami?
I'd like you said, it would certainly seem to indicate that Denver has quite a bit of confidence in Baron Browning's long-term prospects, although he's hurt right now. Obviously, they just paid all that money to Randy Gregory. Sorry, folks, I didn't sleep much last night, and my brain is my brain can't get out of first gear. And Miami needed a pass rusher.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Emmanuel Ogba hasn't been getting it done this year. Jalen Phillips has been kind of hit and miss. Dolphins are 5-3, feel like they're in position to make potentially make a deep playoff run. I mean, you look at it, they're 5-0 in the games that Tua has finished. So, I mean, they're a team that feels like they can hang around in the AFC. So they were in win now mode and went and got a proven pass rusher. I mean, Chubb's an impact guy when he's on the field. That's the problem throughout his career to date has just been injuries.
By the way, I just found out that it was actually the Bears' second that they traded for Chase Brown.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Wait, let me explain something to you. I am not
in this league.
You're
in this league.
I'm the dude.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
I like that deal way better now. The Rams offered 2 firsts for Brian Burns. And I know at least that's the rumor from what we have been told here. And that deal has not been announced yet. That's a little surprising to me.
No, I mean, I understood, the Panthers said, no, we're not trading Brian Burns. I don't know that it was a Ram. I didn't see a specific team mentioned. All I saw was that the Panthers had been offered 2 firsts for Spider-Man. And they said, thank you, but no thank you.
Well, so, you know,
the problem with the Rams, though, when do the Rams pick again in round one? 2034?
Yeah, right. They have traded away a lot of picks in the past.
Yeah, so the last first round pick the Rams made was Jared Goff.
Wow. Yeah, it's been a long time for them. So it could be, a while, but I don't know.
Uh-oh. There may be some more stuff coming in because right now I'm watching NFL live on ESPN and Schefter is literally sitting at the desk banging away on his phone. So,
I mean, we are fast and furious. We should have streamed this instead of recording it. But, yeah, lots going on. The Brian Burns thing blows my mind. I mean, the Panthers need picks, you know, because that is, Gary, the meme of like, you know, Brian Burns on the Panthers and it's the Lamborghini in the trailer park. I mean, that's what it feels like to me.
Yeah, but he's a foundational player for that team. He really is. I mean, he's a top, if he's not a top 5 pass rusher. He's a top 10 pass rusher. And those
but
guys
I mean, by the time they're getting
value.
Back into form, though, dude, you know, by the time they're getting back into form, it's going to be, you know, you have to franchise him because he's not going to want to stay there because they're still losing. And he could probably get a bag from a contender.
Hey.
At that
you
point.
Never know. You never know. You pull up that truck full of money, and sometimes staying where you're at becomes a
That's
lot
true.
More attractive.
But there's just so many questions. That's why I think I would trade for picks, because you got to go get a new coach. Is the new coach and the staff and all of that going to, you know, bond with Brian Burns? I mean, obviously, you know, top down, they want to build around him, and that's the move. That's what they're doing. You don't trade 2 first for a guy. You ain't trading the guy.
I heard that essentially Burns was unavailable. DJ Moore was unavailable. There was somebody else.
Probably Jeremy Chinn.
Maybe. But there were 3 or 4 guys that the Panthers just essentially said no.
Or Icky.
These are the guys we're going to build our team around.
So, yeah, it could have been Icky, Iquanu, you know.
Well, yeah, you're not going to trade the guy you just drafted.
Right. Well, I mean, if we're saying guys that you know, are on the no trade list, those are the 3, I think. Because Jeremy Chinn's on the IR. So,
trading for a wide receiver who won't play until next year is such a Jaguars thing to do.
Well, look, we will, we'll, you know, stay on top of this. And if anything else comes in, we will let you know. But
Kareem Hunt.
Yeah, I know you're waiting on that. He looked good on Monday Night Football. How about that, by the way? Big win for your Cleveland Browns. And I mean, I love watching the Bengals get embarrassed. It was a lot of fun. I picked Myles Garrett to have a sack. He got that in the first 8 minutes of the game for me. And they were just wearing out Joe Burrow. That offensive line is an absolute issue for Cincinnati right now. But tell us about your big win, Gary. Let's kind of start there after the trade deadline stuff.
You know, honestly, I took Cincinnati against the spread at Bleacher Report. So it figures. But at least, you know, I got the win. The Browns have good luck figuring them out this year. Because 1 week they look, I mean, you look at that team, the way they played against Cincinnati, you're like, damn, that's a good team. They hung with the Chargers. They hung in there with the Ravens. They got blown out by the Patriots, give up that comeback to the Jets. There's no consistency. And until there is, they're just going to make you crazy.
Yeah, I understand that. I mean, at least you didn't get walked off the field like the Steelers did this week. So
you might as well, at this point, you might as well just go ahead and keep losing, because every game you lose is a higher pick.
Right. Yeah, that was I remember a couple years ago, the Steelers played Washington in the regular season. It was Chase Young's rookie year, right? And Young and Tomlin were talking on the sideline after a play, and Tomlin went, I don't ever want a guy like you. And he goes, what? He goes, I mean, I don't want to have to pick high enough to ever get a guy like you. That's what he said. And Chase Young started laughing. But this is the year, you know, tank for Will Anderson. That's what I say. Suck for CJ, maybe? I don't know.
Supposedly you got your quarterback. I don't know that they can suck bad enough to, you know, it's going to be hard to outsuck Detroit and Houston, man.
Yeah, that is very true. And the Steelers' hard part of the schedule is over. So when we come back, it's, you know, and we went 1-3 through the hard part, which is more, you know, we beat Tampa Bay, which is better than I thought was going to end up happening. You know, on a bye week this week, and then come back and play the Saints, and then the remaining schedule. Because the bad part that we just went through was Buffalo, Tampa Bay, Miami, and Philly. But coming back, we get New Orleans, Cincy, Indy, Atlanta, Baltimore, Carolina, Vegas, Baltimore, and Cleveland. That's how it finishes off. So I think they'll be picking somewhere between 10 and 15, because I think there's probably 4 or 5 wins in there. You know, can they beat, they could beat New Orleans. They've already beat Cincy. The Colts are bad. The Falcons are bad. The Panthers are bad. The Raiders don't look good. And then, you know, you just throw up a coin flip between Baltimore and Cleveland most years. So, we'll see, but, probably going to be picking pretty high. Shaq Leonard came back, Gary. He returned on a pitch count, but still got an interception. So I mean, at least he's on the field, right? I guess we'll start there. Your thoughts on Shaq Leonard moving forward here?
I would assume his snap count will go up next week, and I also assume that it will come at the expense of Bobby Okereke.
Yeah, it looks like Franklin is the guy now, right? Franklin is playing more snaps than him already, right?
Yeah. Franklin was on the field 100% of the snaps last week. Okereke was out there 61%. Leonard was out there 39%. You do the math.
Man, that's crazy. And EJ Speed was getting some run as well. I know he had a big play in there as well. He only played 13%, but he's been good. It's almost an embarrassment of riches that the Colts have at that one position, right? Can't figure out quarterback to save their life.
Hey, they may need that embarrassment of riches, because as much as I love Shaq Leonard, he ain't had much success staying on the field of late. So.
Very much so.
I've got Okereke in a deep IDP league where between him and Cody Barton losing snaps, my linebackers are looking pretty thin. I'm not going to dump either one of them right now, because all it takes is one. Same thing with Alex Singleton. I'm not dumping any of those guys unless there's a comparable option on the waiver wire, which in that league there isn't, because all it takes is one injury for those guys to go right back from the outhouse to the penthouse.
Right. And Cody Barton, just the snaps over the last, like the first 3 weeks, 94, 96, 100. The next week, since 62, 77, 39, 63, 51. It's up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect him to play. I don't think you can count on more than maybe 60% of the snaps if you're lucky.
Yeah, I'm not starting him anywhere anymore. I am done with Cody.
Well, Barton. I mean, there are probably some managers this week might not have a whole hell of a lot of choice because you got six teams on a bye.
Yeah, but it is apocalypse for sure. Right.
If you got to have your back up against the wall to be considered starting Cody Barton. And at the point where I'm looking at starting Cody Barton, I'm looking at, okay, do I want to take a linebacker out of my flex spot, put him in a linebacker spot, maybe flex a safety?
Yeah, we have, I didn't realize week 14 also by apocalypse, six more teams.
That's awful. That time
Atlanta, Chicago, Green Bay, Indy, New Orleans, Washington, all on by.
Oh, that's awesome. That's the first week of the playoffs in deathmatch. That's cool.
Because the schedules move back, most playoffs start week 15. Yeah, so 15, deathmatch 17, yeah,
is a 4 week playoff instead of three.
I mean, I know people get really mad about that. I'm just so used to playing college fantasy, and there's bye weeks and championship week, so it doesn't really bother me as much as it does other people. But I mean, having six teams week 14 is a lot. Any week you could spread this out way better. But Chase Young is expected to return to practice on Wednesday. So is Trey White, and TJ Watt should return after the bye week. He almost played this week. So
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says...
In this league.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the mozzarella sticks?
In this league.
Oh.
We're getting some studs back from injury, at least, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see. You know, I think it's going to take TJ Waddle. And it could take Chase Young even that much. I mean, when's the last time we really saw Chase Young on the field? So I think you need to temper expectations, but I also think you might want to peruse your league's waiver wire and see if maybe a fantasy manager got impatient or ran out of IR spots or whatever and decided that it just wasn't worth holding on to. I'll be glad to get TJ Watt back, because I've been holding on to him in a league that doesn't have IR spots. So I've been using a roster spot for half the damn season. It'd be nice to have a guy that I can actually plug into the lineup.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I was hoping TJ Watt was going to end up playing this week, but not like it would have mattered.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely not. Shaq Barrett out for the year with an Achilles tear. A couple other injuries. Daryl Taylor left with a hip injury. Jordan Davis with a high ankle sprain. Tyquan Lewis with a knee injury. Devondre Campbell with a knee. Anthony Barr with a hamstring. Jordan Poyer with that same elbow that's been bothering him. And Amani Hooker with a shoulder injury. So
that reminds me,
clean on the defensive side this week. I mean, it felt pretty clean on the offensive side, but defensive side, there were a couple big ones here.
reminded me, I wanted to check and see if there was any more news on Devondre Campbell, because there wasn't really anything yesterday.
Yeah, I didn't see anything today with Devondre Campbell. Of course, it could have been mixed in with all of this crazy news that we're getting right now. See, your phone is going off. There's stuff moving. So
nothing new that I can see about Devondre. Most of the stuff is from Sunday, you know, questionable to return, out of the game, blah, 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 blah.
Right, exactly. I'm trying to figure out what the Steelers gave up for William Jackson, and I cannot find it.
Better be not much.
Yeah, I can't imagine that it's a lot. So, let's see. I see all these tweets about the cap hit from my Steelers Depot guy, but I don't see just what the compensation is. I don't see it. I'm sure we'll figure it out pretty soon. It's a late pick swap, so pretty much nothing.
Nothing.
So I'll take another guy. I had a big list of players that are on 1-year contracts that we were going to talk about if we were going to do the show yesterday, but I mean, there's still guys that could move. Josh Allen was a big name that we now don't expect to move, but Yannick Ngakoue, Denzel Perryman, Okereke's on his last year. So is Devin Bush, Quincy Williams, Rashawn Evans, Alex Anzalone, Taylor Rapp, Jonathan Owens, Mike Edwards, Deshaun Elliott, Logan Ryan. So I just like pulled a bunch of names that are on the last year of their contract. So we'll see if any of those guys get moved. But big performances here from the week, Gary. Chinna Nwosu led defensive lineman here, 18.25. I mean, Hargrave led defensive lineman really with 2 sacks against Pittsburgh. Revenge game, right? Revenge game narrative for Javon Hargrave, like he even cares anymore. But the other guys, we had a decent amount of defensive linemen perform well this week. Leonard Williams got in there. Darren Payne, Jonathan Allen did it without a sack. Greg Rousseau got a sack. Max Crosby did. Dexter Lawrence did. And Aaron Donald had 4-3 in a TFL. So these guys performing well. Guys that did not perform well, under 4 points for defensive linemen. It's always more. Cam Jordan, Josh Allen, Bradley Chubb, Zach Allen, Dietrich Wise, Montez Sweat, Christian Wilkins, Chandler Jones, Aiden Hutchinson, Kayvon Thibodeau. Thibodeau with a donut, Hutch with 1 assist. So rookies being rookies. Chandler Jones has been on this list too many times, I feel like, to be trusted. Christian Wilkins is clearly playing banged up. Sweat, Wise, Allen, Chubb, Josh Allen, and Cam Jordan. Are you worried about anybody else on this list, Gary?
The bloom's kind of come off that Zach Allen rose in Arizona. I'm not necessarily saying drop him, especially in leagues where he has eligibility as a defensive tackle, but it feels like it's been a while since we got a decent game out of him.
I agree with that one. Anybody else? I mean, Montez Sweat has been bad, but we're about to get Chase Young back.
Yeah, I'm not going to give up Montez Sweat. He's had a couple really big games, too. He hasn't been what we expected, but he hasn't been so bad that, you know, he hasn't been Chandler Jones. Let's put it that way.
yeah, exactly. Potential adds. I talked about Hargrave, the one defensive lineman over 20 points this week. Derek Brown had 5.5 a sack. So, you know, putting up double-digit tackles as a DT is enormous. Draymond Jones, 5.2 and a sack. Dante Fowler, Peyton Turner, Zeiler, Watt. Justin Houston got to the QB twice. Grover Stewart has been on this list a couple weeks in a row. Vita Vea, Dwayne Smoot, David Onyemata, Harrison Phillips, Michael Clemens, Taquan Graham, Gross Matos, and Tim Settle, all 8 points or more among the defensive line. Is there anyone out of this group, Gary, that you're going to add?
Yeah, Stewart's worth a look. Fowler, maybe, but the Cowboys are on bye, so you probably hold off on that one. Peyton Turner is an interesting case. You know, 2021 first-round pick. Finally,
he played with a torn pec like half the year, he said.
Right. Which finally kind of looked like a first round pick this past week and was on the field for more snaps than Marcus Davenport was this past week.
Marcus Davenport sucks. I am so disappointed. Like, you know, that's a guy that he doesn't need a bunch of snaps to get to the QB, right? Because he's a speed rusher. You put him in on third and long and stuff like that. And you hope he's never going to be you know, a 10 tackle guy. He's just not. That's not what his game is. So, but to see him do just nothing And the snap counts are lower and lower and lower every single week. It's just so disappointing. So that was definitely a whiff by me, for sure.
He was out there, I want to say, like 36, 37%, and Turner was up around 55. So that's interesting. Now, this week's matchup with Baltimore isn't ideal. But, you know, anytime you can maybe get in on the ground floor of a young up-and-coming defensive lineman, he was in this week's IDP waiver wire article at Fantasy Sharks.
Peyton Turner, 57%, which is, you know, easily a season high for him. 28 was his high before this week. 43% for Marcus Davenport, season low. And given the second time, he was under 50% all year.
Given that Turner had two sacks in the game, I would think Dennis Allen might say, hey, we might be on something here.
Yeah, they shut out Vegas. I mean, you know, you give Devontae Adams the flu. Raiders? And the Raiders look god awful. So linebacker.
Is there a more disappointing team? Is there a more disappointing team in the NFL this year than the Raiders, given what their expectations were? The Steelers didn't have. If you had expectations of a deep playoff run out of Pittsburgh this year, you were delusional.
Not a deep playoff run, but at least contend. They were just in the playoffs last year. You know, and everyone talks about how bad Roethlisberger was. Pickett was supposed to be better.
You better throw some air quotes around that in the playoffs last year thing.
Hey, they were, you know, they were in it. Shouldn't have been.
They were in it until the wild card game started. And then they were
in it until the third quarter of the wild card game, by the way. I think you forget TJ Watt had the only touchdown of the first half on a strip sack of Patrick Mahomes. We were in that game until as soon as halftime hit, then we were not in that game.
That's because I wrote to the Chiefs and told them that you were dying. And asked them if they would please just take it easy on you.
Can you write 8 to 9 more teams, Gary?
They said they're not taking a dive. They said they wouldn't take a dive, but they would at least, you know, not.
This was
play.
My make a wish. This was my dying wish.
Right. It's the closest I could come. We only got blown out for half the game.
Well, geez. Thanks, Gary. You're a real treat. Appreciate that.
Love you.
The good performing linebackers, there were a ton of them. This is why it's just getting easier and easier to pick out the linebackers, I feel like, because if you prove you can play, you're not coming off the field here. Tremaine Edmonds had 22.75 points, 13 solos and 3 assists. He had 1 pass deflection, nothing else extracurricular. Most of that was on tackles and assists. TJ Edwards, 9 solos, 4 assists. CJ Mosley, 10 and 3. Chenna Nwosu, we already talked about. Fred Warner, Diablo, Shaq Thompson. Isaiah Simmons has been on this list a couple times in a row now.
Not falling for it.
He had 5 solos only and a sack and a forced fumble and a fumble recovery. So a lot of extracurriculars, but right. 2 weeks in a row.
I'm still not doing it.
Gary's not falling for it.
I can't do it.
Pete Warner, Michael Walker, Rashawn Evans, Foye, Micah Parsons, Milano, Devin White, Kaiser White, Franklin, Kendricks, Luvu, Perriman, David Long, and Shaq Leonard all had 10 and a quarter points or more. Everybody on that.
Good to see Michael Walker back on the list after a big old turkey.
He's been a bit of a question. But like you said, we'll take him back on this list. So he's been hurt, and the Falcons have been bad, but this is what we expect out of him. 8-3. You just want 10. You want at least 5-5, right?
Well, part of his problem is that it seems like he's dropping. They've got Rashawn Evans attacking the line of scrimmage and Walker's dropping back in coverage more, which I understand. Dropping back in coverage is not something you want Rashawn Evans to do with regularity. But all those times with Michael White, it's robbed him of a little bit of his IDP upside. So it was good to see him, you know, get back on track. It was good to see Luvu get back on track, although I'm not sure what his snap counts look like. Hopefully that 1 week of 60-something percent was just them easing him back in. And because I posted on Twitter that if Steve Wilkes ruined Luvu, I was going to drive to Charlotte and junk punch him.
Let's see. It was... where the hell is he? Luvu, 75% of the snaps. So up again.
Better than last week. What was
Shaq
Thompson?
He was 66 last week.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You want to punch me right now, but you won't.
Why don't you punch me in the face?
Punch me in the face!
Hey, Derek, you know what's always good for shoulder pain?
What?
If you lick my...
In this league.
What was Thompson?
100. Shaq. Shaq has been better, too. He's been much better recently.
He's playing full time.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Underperformers here. Miles Jack, I cannot believe, was so bad. But that was all because of time of possession. The Steelers held the ball for 34 minutes of that game because the Eagles just scored so quickly. It was they scored so fast and only had to hold the ball for 25 minutes to beat Pittsburgh by 22 points. Devin Lloyd, 5 assists, nothing else. Demario Davis back on the bad streak, 1-2. Rashawn Gary didn't get to the quarterback. Gary Miller, Von Miller, and Matt Judon didn't get to the QB. Those are boom or bust players. But Davis, Lloyd, and Jack, worry about any one of these guys?
Davis, no more than I already was. He's just been big play dependent this year. Lloyd, no. It's the London game. I almost always write off London games. They're just weird.
I think there's really only one more, right?
I don't think there's any more London games. There's still the Germany game, I think.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
They're going to Frankfurt.
All right. Yeah, I just saw another early game. I'm like, must be a London game. But yeah, you're right. Looks like Demario Davis was 100% of the snaps, and Pete Warner was 98. So they're both out there.
Oh, yeah, they're both playing. It's just, I think, again, that Davis is dropping back in coverage a lot more. Again, coverage, not necessarily something you want Pete Warner doing all the time.
Right. Potential adds to Darius Smith. Had 23.5 points. He had 3 sacks against the Cardinals. No Call of Duty for him. He was in the film. Leonard Floyd, 2 sacks as well. Malcolm Rodriguez, 5, 2, and 1.
Rodrigo.
Lorenzo Carter, 3 assists and a pick for him. He had the pick 6. Cody Barton, 4, 2, and a sack. Even though he's on less snaps, he's still getting some work done. Dante Fowler got to the QB. Josie Jewell back in action, 7-2. He's at 49%. So is Vander Esch, 4-4, and a forced fumble for him. And Tom and Fox for the Giants, 6-2. We got 4 guys in the 40s out of this list. Jewell, Esch, Barton, and Rodriguez. How would you order those guys moving forward?
Jewell first. Rodrigo second, Vander Esch third. Who was the other one?
Barton.
Barton fourth.
Okay. Tell me about Tom. Do we know Tom and Fox? I don't think I know.
He's more of an edge rusher than a inside linebacker, so my numbers are going to be up and down a little bit. I think there are better edge guys available, like you said, Za'Darius Smith. It was nice to see Leonard Floyd show up, given that it's friggin' week 8. If you can't get Robert,
doesn't sound like there's any bitterness in there at all, Gary. So.
There are some other off-ball linebackers out there that weren't necessarily on the list that you might want to take a look at on the waiver wire. Christian Harris in Houston is playing 100% of the snaps now. Yeah. That Kamu Grugier-Hill got shown the door, and
that was so crazy. I mean, have you seen a guy go from pretty good to out the door faster than Grugier-Hill? That was crazy.
Apparently, when they decided, hey, we're going to go with the rookie, Kamu Grugier-Hill said, well, then I don't want to play here anymore. And they just said, okay. And that was that.
Pretty easy decision.
And then I'm blanking on the kid's name. Jack Sanford in Chicago.
Oh, Sanford. Yeah, he's going to take over for Roquan, right?
So maybe. Probably.
Because Nicholas Morrow will be the number one there, correct?
Yes. Morrow is going to be the 100% of the snap. He gets a
and
nice
And they traded bump. For A.J. Klein, too. They got A.J. Klein back in that deal, so he could be a
Klein,
part of it.
I think Klein is insurance of a sort against – because Sanford's an undrafted rookie. So I think Klein is kind of insurance against – if I were the Bears, first thing I would do is roll Sanford out there, see what you got. If he's any good, great. If he's not – then you've got a capable veteran guy. Honestly, Samford's skill set reminds me a lot of AJ Klein. Tough, good instincts, solid against the run.
Matt Milano build.
Yeah, except nowhere near as good in coverage as Milano is.
Right.
Okay. But like I said, he's more like AJ Klein. And that's the question mark with Samford, is sideline to sideline, and is he going to be able to hang in coverage? They could also, they've got another rookie, Sterling Weatherford, I think his name is.
Yeah, Miami of Ohio.
Is that right, the converted safety. So yeah. I also think it's possible that we can see kind of a platoon situation where you've got Samford or Klein in there in base sets, and then in obvious passing situations, you roll out Weatherford. Nicholas Morrow is the one guy that I would trust. If I was going to the waiver wire in a deeper league and was going to add one of them, I would add Samford, but there's no guarantees there.
For the defensive backs, I mean, we had a bunch of good performers over 50%. Really, I mean, last week we were kind of going, what the hell? But this week, some of these guys gave us some big ones. Eddie Jackson, 7-4 and a pick. Javon Holland, 10 solos and 2 assists, putting in a lot of work now that Brandon Jones is gone. Jaquan Brisker, 7-2 and a sack. He had another huge game. Buda Baker finally getting back on this list with 8 solos and 2 assists. Mike Edwards, Harrison Smith, Trayvon Diggs, 6-2. Donovan Wilson, 7-1. Kenny Moore, Tyrann Mathieu, Justin Simmons, Hufanga, and Julian Love all showing up on this list. So, I mean, I was starting to get legit worried about Buda, but pops up back on the good list. Should he be out of the doghouse for us now?
No.
Not yet? Got to stack like 3 or 4 of these together.
Yeah, you're going to have to stack out, at right? least 2 or 3, because Buda has been a major disappointment this year. I mean, Jalen Thompson hasn't been great, but Buda has been just not good. So, no, right. I would not. I'm not patting him on the back any more than I was going to cut him 2 or 3 weeks ago. So, what a year Eddie Jackson is having.
He has been incredible. And this is, you know, I didn't think he would be getting these tackles. My whole thing with Eddie Jackson is we know what he is. He's a dude that makes a play on the ball, right? That's exactly what he is. And he's damn good at it. That's what he's always been since coming out of Alabama. But these tackle totals have been enormous for him too. And it's been him and Brisker. And guess what? With Roquan gone, there goes 15 tackles a game. So Brisker and Eddie Jackson are going to have way more opportunities, right?
Yep.
I mean, it's just going to be, you know, Brisker, I feel like, is about to turn the heat all the way up. So he's rostered in 57% of leagues. Eddie Jackson still is available in a quarter of leagues. These are guys you want to go add right now.
There's no way Eddie Jackson should be available in 1 and 4 leagues. That just
74% rostered on Fantrax.
Sometimes I wonder about
this. You can't really tell on like Yahoo because they just do all the leagues. So like all the defensive players are like 14% rostered, you know. So, but in Fantrax, they actually usually only take into account IDP leagues.
But Eddie Jackson is like second or third in fantasy points among safeties, isn't he? If not first.
Yeah, I think it's just, you know, you get a 10-team league or 12-team league and they're only starting one defensive back. So they're just not willing to cut the Buddhas and guys like that to go get
them. That's just silly.
I think so too, especially if you're
Defensive backs. I don't give a damn what your name is. You're either putting up points or you're not. And if you're not, then you go. Get out.
100%. Get out. The underperformers rostered over 50%. Tariq Woolen didn't get the ball, so he didn't have a good day. Not a shock there. We've been harping on this Kyle Hamilton nonsense for a while. I mean, what is I haven't looked at his snap counts. I just know it's been terrible all year. So let's take a look.
Well, he's playing behind Marcus Williams, and then Marcus Williams goes down. They rolled him out for about a hot second, and he sucked. So they got Geno Stone out there, who's had at least half a dozen solos in the last 3 games.
Yep, and Geno Stone, again, got 100%. And this was actually – this was Kyle Hamilton's high mark in – or second highest mark in snaps. Actually, in terms of percentage, his second highest, but in terms of snap number, his third highest. 42 week 1, that was 50%. 38 week 2, then 16, 17, 14, 29, got him to 45%, 21, and then 36 this week. So even with more snaps, he's not performing much better. Two solos and an assist. He had a good week last week, just not good. Jonathan Owens had a bad week. No one tackled Derrick Henry. So Owens was benched in favor of who?
Eric Murray.
Ooh, yikes.
Supposedly, it's only temporary.
I bet it was because we don't want Jonathan Owens running into Derrick Henry.
He missed like three tackles in the first quarter.
That'll do it. John Abram had a bad game, only one assist.
Marcus May had a bad game.
only one assist. Yeah, I mean, these guys were both terrible. Then Chauncey Gardner-Johnson had a pick. He had seven solos. They were on the field a bunch, obviously, as we mentioned, that time of possession for Pittsburgh and Philly before. Rasul Douglas got a pick. Devin McCourty got to the ball twice. Michael Carter had a pick, also had a pick six waved off, which was.
We're calling what Devin McCourty did getting to the ball as opposed to Zach Wilson throwing it directly to him twice?
Yeah, you know, look, it was Zach Wilson. Look, he just does not look good. I thought Zach Wilson was going to be much better. But what he really needs is, because what he had at BYU was just an unbelievably good offensive line. Right. And they tried to build that around him. They drafted Elijah Vera Tucker. They spent first round picks on the tackles, and then they both get hurt. So with a bad O-line, he's a bad quarterback. I feel like with a good O-line, he could be a good quarterback. He has not shown it at all yet. So you're absolutely right. McCourty got two freebies. It's pretty much what it was.
You know, at least all the Jets have to do this week is play Buffalo. So,
but also, how many of those teams, like, or how many of those defensive backs get a freebie and don't catch it? You know, I mean, right. That's a big part of it. So we'll take it.
Oh man, it'd be hard not to catch them, Zach Wilson. The second one, even the TV guy he almost said, "What the hell are you doing?" He's like, "What are you doing?"
Yeah.
I bet Robert Saleh said more than just "What are you doing?" I bet he did use some colorful language.
Yeah, the most colorful language is "We're going with Flacco."
I just could not buy into the Jets, and last week is why.
Yeah.
Especially once Breece Hall got hurt.
Yeah, when Breece Hall went down, the whole offense changed, and you have to lean more on Wilson. You know, the whole goal, the whole game plan is a lot like, you know, there's a bunch of teams that have this. It's make the quarterback throw it the least amount as possible. That's been Atlanta's goal the whole season. That's why stupid Mariota keeps getting, like, you know, 11 completions and that kind of stuff. J-Ron Curse, Avante Maddox, Cam Dantzler, Michael Jackson, Dory Jackson, Juju Hughes, Kareem Jackson, Paulson Adebo, Bobby McCain. These are all guys over 12 points. Tyson Campbell, DJ Reed, Awarie, Damar Hamlin, Dante Jackson, Kirby Joseph, Geno Stone, Bobby McGinn, Anthony Averett, also all on this list here, Gary. So is there a defensive back that you're run into the wire for here? I mean, like Curse is 48% rostered, but
Curse would definitely be the top guy.
Yeah.
Like, I like Kirby Joseph because I think his role is going to be relatively stable. The problem with Juju Hughes is that as soon as Deshaun Elliott comes back, that's the end of that. Whereas Kirby Joseph should stay on the field. And those Lions DBs have been productive this year. We already mentioned Geno Stone. If you can get a hold of him, like I said, half a dozen plus tackles and
six solos.
Three straight games. What's the guy? Miles Hartsfield in Carolina, too. If Jeremy Chinn might be back this week, but I think it's still going to be one more week.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey,
in this league.
Look at us. Look at us. Huh? Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me.
Not me.
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me.
Because he originally told the beat reporter down there that he was aiming for November 10th for his return date. Because then, not this week, but week 10 there on Thursday night. And he was shooting for that game to return. So I think you might be able to get one more game out of Hartsfield, too. And I think he's got seven tackles at least. in each of the last three games.
He got 97% rostered too. So, or 97% snaps, my bad.
Right. I mean, those are guys that are going to be available in a fair number. And like I said, with six teams on bye, between that and injuries, if you could roll out a Geno Stone or a Miles Hurtsfield or essentially any of those safeties you mentioned on the list, I'd give a shot to. The cornerbacks, you got to check your matchups because they will they'll go from hero to zero in the blink of an eye.
Yeah, Dory Jackson has been pretty good. I've been rostering him in that CBS league. That's right. I forgot. Bipocalypse. Aurier has also been pretty good.
Aurier got benched.
Did he get benched again?
No. He's back now, but he's been good for IDP managers.
Right. Yeah.
And you know what? Last year he was good. Just good, good. I don't know what his confidence must just be shot to hell.
Because he's had, just looking at his snaps, like 100% to zero.
Right.
That must have been an injury. Then 99, 89, zero again, bye week, 100, 100. Like more than a CUDA the last two weeks. So just crazy the way that they've been.
Well, CUDA's been all over the place too. Some weeks a CUDA looks like a Pro Bowler. The next week a CUDA looks like.
He had 15 tackles that one week, didn't he?
Yep. Looks like a piece of overcooked bread.
Yikes. So,
by which I mean toast.
Toast. Eli Apple. We just call that Eli Apple. So, all right. Well, look, that is going to wrap it up for us here. Like we said, Bipocalypse, so pay attention to those lineups. Make sure you got everything good to go. And we're leaving 10 minutes before the deadline, so we'll see if anything
11
else...
minutes and 25 seconds, man.
Yeah, see?
Tell the truth.
Yeah, that's right. Sorry, I was lying. I'm a lying liar. So yeah, there you guys go. Most fans. Broncos Steelers just traded for Jacob Martin, by the way. So,
oh, well, there you go. That's the biggest deal.
Big news. Big news. But that'll wrap it up for us. Good luck this week. We'll see you guys next week. Take it easy.